Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Foreign Correspondent by Alan First. Read by Alfred Molina.
By the late winter of 1938, hundreds of Italian intellectuals had fled Mussolini's fascist government and found uncertain refuge in Paris. There, amid the struggles of émigré life, they founded an Italian resistance with a clandestine press that smuggled news and encouragement back to Italy. Fighting fascism with typewriters, they produced over 500 journals and newspapers. In the Resistenza. In Paris, the last days of autumn, a grey, troubled sky at daybreak, the fall of twilight at noon, followed at 7:30 by slanting rains and black umbrellas as the people of the city hurried home past the bare trees. On the 3rd of December 1938, in the heart of the 7th arrondissement, a champagne-coloured Lancia sedan turned the corner of the Rue Saint-Dominique and rolled to a stop in the Rue Augereau. Then the man in the back seat leaned forward for a moment, and the chauffeur drove a few feet further and stopped again, this time in the shadow between two street lamps. The man in the back of the Lancia was called Ettore, il Conte Amandola, the 19th Ettore, Hector in the Amandola line, and Count only the grandest of his titles.